So on the day that all this furniture was shipped, and I stood there in the empty walls, and we looked at these empty walls, and it was a shaking experience. Oh, all of a sudden, when everything, your whole life, so to say, is emptied out, mm-hmm. and you have absolute, the future is a completely dark wall, you know, where you have no idea, we didn't know where we would end, where, what would happen. And I went by the door, and there was the mailbox, and there was this letter from America, this affidavit of the plumber. Uh-huh. And I had written, when I wrote these letters, I had written for me and Eric and my brother and the youngest brother-in-law, with whom uh-huh. Eric always was the closest, Willy, you know, Stevie's sure. father. In the meantime, the two older brothers had already left with these French visas, and they had arrived in Paris.
I see.
And so we finished everything, and the date on which we were going, which was set for our definite departure, was November 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it so happened that November 10th was an infamous day, the so-called Crystal Night.
Oh.
And there was a young Jewish boy in Switzerland who knew that he had only one year to live. He had some kind of tuberculosis or whatever. And he thought he would do something for his people and killed the person of the embassy in Switzerland.
Oh.
A person by the name of Rath. And Hitler, many people said that maybe he was even hired by the Nazis themselves, because they took that as a pretext and for this famous Kristallnacht, where they destroyed all the synagogues and you know, whoever came into their hands was sent in, and that went all over Germany, where this kind of thing had not happened yet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
In Austria it was from the beginning, but in Germany it was something new,
mm-hmm. you know,
this kind of thing. And they demolished all the shops, Jewish shops and so on. Mm-hmm. And on this famous 10th November, we were going to, you know, go out. In the morning appeared Willy. And, you know, in order to emigrate, you had to have all kinds of documents. I forgot what, you know, all where you had to go to all kinds of, you know, magistrates and think, and it was always a very dangerous thing to go there anyway, you know. So on this special day, Willy, who was always a very procrastinating person, had decided to do that. And so before he came near the magistrate, he met a person who apparently recognized that he was Jewish, and he said, "Don't go any further, because the Gestapo has surrounded the place and they will only take you. Don't you know what's happening?" And he told him what's happening. He didn't even know, because he hadn't opened the radio and didn't know about the thing. And so he came to us and told us. And I called, so I said, "You will go with us." And he said, "I have no papers." And I said, "Well, we are family, and maybe when we have our passport and my mother, and so maybe they won't know this." And they didn't. And his passport he had, but he didn't have his other, you know, immigration papers. And so we called his parents, and the Gestapo had been at his parents' house, and they had stolen everything out of the cupboards, you know, taking them to the station, but then released them, these two old people. And so he couldn't go home anymore either. Mm. So he had nothing, he had no belongings or anything. And whenever a trunk was ready, I took a taxi and brought it to the railroad station.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we were in my mother's house, where Eric was not listed.
Yes.
You know? But even so, after all this was done, fortunately, in the evening, the Gestapo arrived. Yeah, I had them hidden. I didn't even want them in the flat, and I had them hidden in the long, you know, in the houses in Vienna is a laundry room.
Right.
Where you had these big old-fashioned laundry vats.
Mm-hmm.